And now they're taking selfies in here, Robbie. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. How many Mr. Floors do we have in here today?
There's three of us today.
There's three Mr. Floors. Mr. Floors.
Mr. Floors.
Are any of you related?
We're brothers.
Really?
It's actually my dad. He's the owner and founder of Mr. Floor.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, I know.
The guy with all the smarts came.
That's right.
You know, I don't know what you two have been doing in here the last couple months.
Virtually nothing.
So, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Your name is?
Felix.
Felix.
Yes.
And tell us when you started Mr. Floor.
Well, Mr. Floor started in 1987. End of the 1987, mm-hmm. to be exactly in October of 87. It was registered in October 18th.
Is that an Irish accent?
Kind of. You're the first who's saying Irish. Everybody was saying, like, are you Greek?
Uh-huh.
Are you Mediterranean?
Right. I'm going to go Russian.
You'd be right.
There we go. Excellent. So there's a drinking issue there, too. So maybe that's why I went Irish instead. You know.
Yeah.
Russians love their vodka, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Straight up and really, really cold.
Well, that was my tip for the day, how to drink vodka. Thank you. You just
at 8:40 or at 8:40
yeah,
in the morning.
You just spoiled that for me.
Well, just remember, if you don't.
Straight up, really cold, no chaser. Okay.
Yeah. And always remember, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
There you go.
That's great advice, Rich. We appreciate that.
Drink in the morning, yes. All day, you're free.
You're free to go. That's right.
And if you drink enough, there's always a floor to catch you.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, nice segue. We like that.
You ready? Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, that was bad.
Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Boom, boom, boom. Three in a row. I'm sorry.
You're on a roll, Ron.
I am. I think I got this. Yeah. It's taken 6 months, but I think I've got it.
There you go.
All right, cool. All right, so I teased a little bit earlier there before the segment. Someone posted a picture of some parquet flooring on Twitter,
yep.
And said, how can I refinish this or repair this without extensive sanding? And basically, it looks like the finish is completely gone. The wood's all just grayed out,
exactly.
Pretty much like my entire kitchen floor. Anyway, so how can you, is there like a light buffing that can be done, a light sanding, and then stain it?
At the point where it's at right now, Ron, absolutely, you really can't do anything but actually sand it. There's no way to make it revive. It really is not going to work.
And bring back the color of the wood.
Right.
Unless you like that grayed out driftwood look.
It's called the weathered look.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, the designers are actually going for that now, but typically when we see that, it's kind of spotty.
Right.
It's not throughout the entire floor.
People will pay us a lot of money to make their floors look like that, Ron.
Uh-huh.
But they want it consistent.
Throughout. Right. They don't want wear patterns and traffic patterns.
Exactly. So.
No, I'm.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's what I thought. That's what I sent them a message back last week, you know, because they posted that right after your segment was over. So then I thought, well, we're going to have to sand that.
Right, you absolutely have to sand it.
So. Okay, so now you're going to an apartment building that probably maybe doesn't even have any windows to get rid of that air.
Yeah.
Now you have to sand this and create a lot of dust. And if somebody has allergies to dust or, you know, in the building and it has central air system and it's moving all that dust around, how can you sand that then and not create all this dust and you know, make it a nightmare for somebody that, you know, maybe is allergic to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, we actually are using, nowadays we're using dustless equipment, and we want to make sure that everybody understands what dustless means. Back in the day when
that means you put a fan in the window, facing out,
right, exactly.
Create negative air pressure in there, right, and just cut loose with the thing, right?
There you go, and you just see it flying out, right, the window. It's beautiful. No, back in the day, you'd sand a floor, and you'd have 2 inches of sawdust everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so newer technology now, you have cut down that amount of dust by adding vacuums and things like that to capture the dust. But people have a misconception about dustless. It is dustless.
Less.
Dust. No. Free.
Ah,
okay. Big difference. Oh, you get free dust.
Right. As much as you want.
No, they have to pay for that. We leave it for them when we're done. No, I mean, it is a big misconception. Everybody thinks, oh, you have to have dustless equipment because there's not going to be any dust. And there is going to be dust. There's absolutely no way to contain 100% of the dust.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, it's something that we come across literally on a daily basis. Clients will call up and they'll say, look, I just have my house freshly painted. I had it cleaned, and now I'm ready for you to come in and sand the floors.
No.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every day. Every day. And so we then have to take a step back and explain to the folks that, listen, I mean, we're using the top-of-the-line dustless equipment that's on the market, but we absolutely cannot contain every speck of dust. As a matter of fact, we're probably containing about 80, maybe 85% of the dust, which is actually a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that pesky, you know, 10 to 15%, which is real, real fine, it will blow and it'll hover, and there's just no way to capture it all. And so you'll need to kind of wipe things down. But, you know, some companies make a big deal out of, you know, we have dustless equipment. Well, yes, I mean, most of us have dustless equipment, but you still can't contain 100% of it.
Right. It's just not possible.
That's why you run the scrubber like you have, Ron.
There's Build Clean, and we put those units in when we're doing demo work and stuff like that. And that'll help. Helps a lot. It still doesn't eliminate everything.
Right. Right. Those air scrubbers definitely help. We've used them on projects where, you know, if it's a large project, there's a lot of air circulating around. You know, we'll actually tent doorways. So we'll come in. Our prep really for a sanding project is we'll come in, we'll wrap kitchen cabinets, okay? We'll hang plastic in doorways.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try and kind of cordon off, you know, the work areas from the non-work areas. But even within that work area, we're still trying to collect all that dust, but sometimes it's not possible. So we'll actually install air scrubbers on the project to try to help with that, you know, residual dust. At least, you know, again, it's not 100% containment, but we strive to get to maybe that 90, 95% point.
Right.
And with that type of equipment, we typically can. But it's the centralized vac system that we're using right now, where all of the hoses are fed into a two-stage vac,
mm-hmm.
You know, large containing kind of drum almost, where all the hoses come in from all the different separate pieces of equipment, whether it's the large sander, the edger, the buffer, the vacuum. All of that feeds into the centralized vac, and we're able to contain a lot of it. We're not typically running our large sanders on bags anymore, where it's like a vacuum bag,
right?
Because those really kind of they leak and they sort of spew dust,
right? Well, when you first turn them on, you see that poof, that plume,
right?
You know, and then
right, and sometimes it's appropriate to run those. Sometimes you have no option but to run those. But in many cases, we try to actually go to the centralized vac hoses, which all feed into that that two-stage vac.
So
it really helps a lot.
Yeah, but did you ever see when they have a running with the bags,
mm-hmm.
and these bags has the holes, and the guy just walking back and
with
forth.
Duct tape.
With the duct tape.
Yeah.
And they spread all over, and he said, I have a dustless equipment.
Right. That's true. It is. Yep. It's got a bag on it.
Right. It doesn't catch any of the dust.
Right.
That's the free part of the dust equation. Exactly. Right? Free dust.
So what happened to the guy's freshly painted walls?
So you just basically just do it just a wipe down. I mean, you could feather dust it. I mean, the dust we're talking about, Robbie, is real, real fine. It's like in Ron's case, you know, when he's running air scrubbers because he's got drywall dust, you know, from demo work, it's real, real fine. So you just kind of feather dust it down. But the biggest thing is our equipment has the ability, we have special guards on it, and we can come basically right up to the wall. We have to come into contact with the shoe, the base shoe, but in many cases, it's just maybe a little touch up here and there if the paint itself gets almost scuffed is really what it would be. It wouldn't be physical damage, but that would be the extent of it. So maybe a little touch up on the shoe mold, just a big wipe down, and that's it. But in many cases, if we have our option of kind of setting the schedule, we'll let clients know. We would recommend doing the floor sanding first, and then you come in with the painting. You don't want to really do it in reverse. Because a lot of people will say, well, I'm afraid of spilling paint on my freshly painted, you know, floors. Really, just put a drop cloth down and that's it. And you lift up the cloth and you're done.
Yeah, we'll do first pass, have the painter do it all, and then come back and then do the final coats of everything after, you know, the flooring guys are done and we're done and everybody's moving the appliances in and out and everything else, because we're going to scuff up the walls because we're moving stuff around, moving the furniture back in. So then once that's done, to come back and then do that final touch up on the walls and clean them all up.
Yep.
You can Swiffer the walls down too. You just take your Swiffer and, you know, just wipe down all the walls and it gets that dust up pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of time the clients are all on a time constraint, so they have to get this done now. Now. And a lot of times I'll have a conversation with them. I said, fine, you're going to have a professional painter. They know what they're doing. Have them come in, paint all the ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
Paint all your walls one coat. You could even cut in around all the walls.
Right.
And then all you have to do is come back, re-roll all the walls, and do the trim, and you're done.
Right. Final touch-up on everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, you really don't want to put the cart before the horse in a construction project, because then you're taking one step forward and, like, three steps back.
But they do that on TV all the time.
I don't understand. They do.
What's
in 24 problem? Hours, the house is built.
Right. That's exactly it.
Did you ever done this run?
What's that?
The house in 24 hours?
Oh, geez.
No. No. I could not... I want to know how they get the drywall taping to dry fast enough that they're putting it right back up. You know, they're painting over it. It can't dry. The house cannot dry out fast enough.
I want to know how they get the permits.
Yeah.
but in that case, the reason why I was asking, because we have a phone calls and people say, oh, I have another company. They say they're going to come and going to do it in one day.
Right.
Sanding, finishing, staining, all in one day. Mm-hmm. I said, well... And then the next day, it will be no more stain, no more finishing your floors.
Right.
It's all
gone.
As soon as you start walking.
Well, but if you try to do that stuff too fast, there's so much moisture in that house because it's drying out. The paint's trying to dry out. The drywall's trying to dry out. The wood you framed it with is trying to dry out because that was sitting outside. And so you've got all this, you know, just pent up moisture in that building. And then here comes the flooring guy with his dried out floor. And you guys are acclimating it, so you're coming in, it's nice and dry, ready to go. Yeah. You throw it in that's like throwing it in a bucket of water.
Yeah, that's when we say, we'll be back in about 2 to 3 weeks when this dries out.
Yeah.
Because Excellent. We won't actually bring the floor in there because it's just going to deacclimate it.
Exactly. All right, cool. All right, thanks, guys. You guys have
Thank
a
you. Happy
have a
Memorial
good
Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
You guys
congratulations on your passing of the test.
Oh.
Awesome. Yeah, good job,
thank you.
Very proud of you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys. Felix.
All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.